This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On today's show, we have more music from September's Boats and Bluegrass Festival. A new band featured this year is an acoustic bluegrass band from St. Paul, Minnesota. Known for playing at smaller venues around the Twin Cities, this string band featuring vocal harmonies strives to show the heart of bluegrass wherever they play. They'll discuss how they collaborate to create their original songs and where they plan to take the band in the near future. This is Brianna here with KQAL Radio at Boats and Bluegrass, and I'm here with Pocahontas County.
I'm Justin. I play a bit of guitar and a bit of bass from Minneapolis. Live in Minneapolis right now.
My name is Eric Larson. I play guitar and mandolin and sing a little bit. I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota.
You sing a lot, Eric. Sing a little and a lot. I'm Jake. I'm from West Virginia originally, and I play fiddle, and that's it right now.
Okay. So where did you guys meet, and how did you become this group?
I met Jake through some mutual friends back in 2003, but we didn't start playing music until about 2005 or 2006. Jake told me that I had to play the bass in his bluegrass band, so I said, okay. I never played bass before, but, you know, they helped me, and they were good mentors for me and taught me the ropes, sort of, and sort of introduced me to the genre and the scene, and we've been playing since then.
Well, I started playing with them, I guess it's been like 2 years now or something, year and a half, when Jake went down to West Virginia, because Pocahontas County was playing a weekly gig at the Dubliner, I think, and Jake had to leave town to go play with
the... something stupid in Tennessee.
Yeah, well, you know, looking for a gig, you know, trying to sustain. So Colin, the banjo player at that time, called me up and was like, hey, we need you to come play with us, and our fiddle player's out of town, we need a mandolin player, so... started playing with them and got a chance to sing some really good three-part harmonies with these guys. So
is it always just three guys, or do you have more?
Well, we've got a banjo player who's been playing with us for a couple of months now, maybe just a month, I don't even remember. But it's been nice to have the banjo again. And his name's Chris Jones. He's in a band called Po'Boy Local, and he was in a band called the Whistle Pigs. He's real good and a real great guy.
Is this your first year at Boats and Bluegrass?
For us as Pocahontas County, yes. For Eric, no.
I've been playing with Sanssouci here for about 5 years, ever since it came to Winona. So love Boats and Bluegrass. Love it.
Do you think you'll be back?
Yes.
Yeah. Super. Guaranteed. It's a great vibe down here. Beautiful setting. Great people, you know. Well, today the weather is amazing, so that also makes it even better, you know.
Do you guys write any of your own music, or is it a lot of covers?
Probably do about a third.
Yeah, these two, Jake and Justin, have been writing a lot of music, and they do a lot of writing. And Pocahontas County is probably like 50-50 covers and
almost
originals, but
we like covering. We like covering tunes we love, because you know, we love the music we love, you know, and we like to pay homage to those who've influenced us. And
so what's the creative process like when you're creating a song?
Well, either one of us starts something, then we finish it together.
Yep, that's exactly right. For instance, one that we played today, Northern Man, Jake had originally wrote the catch, the melody, and then I helped with the bridge and... wrote the bridge and the words, and well, some of the words. We share lyric duties a lot of times. We help each other a lot. It's very collaborative.
Didn't you guys kind of like switch off verses? Like you wrote a verse and then you wrote a verse?
Yeah, exactly. We do that sort of thing a lot, actually. Very collaborative.
So what kind of shows do you normally play? Do you play a lot just local or any bigger venues?
Well, we'd love to. We play at the 331 Club every other Monday. It's over in Northeast Minneapolis. And at the Dubliner Pub in St. Paul. That's a weekly
Thursday.
One every Thursday.
And we play gigs. We play weddings. We play gigs in town when we get them. The Turf Club is one of our favorite places to play. We had a residency there earlier in the year. And we'll be playing at the Amsterdam, a new bar in St. Paul. We'll be hosting a theme time night there, which is like a theme-related show, you know, a hosted thing with various artists. In December. It starts in the second Thursday in December, I think December 8th.
What is the most memorable show that you guys have had?
Oh, we just played.
Yeah, this one?
There was a wedding we did about a month ago that was super fun.
Yeah, like, we picked up the new banjo player like the night before practice.
Well, the four of us went in, and the couple were fans of ours, and they'd seen us at the Dubliner, and they asked us to play their wedding, so they were really enthused to have us there, and everybody there was really into it and really dancing and singing and just high energy, and it was very memorable.
That was definitely a memorable show. That was a lot of fun.
It was really fun. It's just great when everybody's into it, you know, on stage and off.
Any bad memories or maybe embarrassing moments?
Okay, well, there's another wedding we were playing, and a speaker bounced off the whatever it bounced off right onto my mandolin.
Broke the mandolin.
That's awful.
Every time you dropped your bridge on the bass too at the Dubliner.
Oh yeah, the Dubliner. The bridge flew out of my bass. It was like a crazy weather day. It went from really humid to like windy and dry, and like while we're just playing a song on stage, and my old bass just the bridge just flew right out of my bass, and that was sort of traumatic too.
We also had a show at the Dubliner once. Remember when the car
crashed?
Flipped over,
yeah. and
landed right in front of the door.
Yeah.
So a car crashed outside while you're playing, yes. And
everyone started running toward the window, and we're like, "What's going on?" You know, like, and there's a, you know, we got done playing, we walked over and like looked out the window, and there's a car laying upside down up against a pole,
which is right outside,
like right outside the window. If that pole wasn't there, the car would have come straight in.
But as far as embarrassing ourselves, well, we do that on a very regular basis. We got a sort of a self-deprecating nature because we have to cover up for our lack of refinement.
So have all of you been playing music your whole lives, or when did you all pick up an instrument for the first time?
I started playing violin in third grade, and then my mother bribed me in seventh grade to stay in orchestra instead of taking a science class. And I told my mom it's the best $100 she ever spent.
She bribed you? She actually paid you?
She paid me. She said, we were driving along we were in front of the Coliseum. I remember this for the rest of my life. We pulled up the Coliseum in Morgantown. In my mind, we're sitting at the traffic light. And my mom turns to me and she says, we're talking about what class I'm going to take. She turns to me and says, I'll give you $100 if you stay in orchestra. I'm like, okay. Sure. That was so many candy bars and nerds and
at that point you were a professional musician. Yeah. you were making money to play.
Didn't know it yet.
So what else do you guys do?
I bartend and teach.
Yeah. What do you teach?
I teach preschoolers. I teach them how to read.
That's...
I work at a beer bar in South Minneapolis.
I work for customer service at the Hartford.
I'm a teacher's assistant with St. Paul Public Schools. Work on a job skills program, special ed.
Okay. Where do you guys see the future of this band?
Well, back here at Boats and Bluegrass, we hope.
Yeah, seriously.
Do you want to come back?
We'd love to come back down and just kind of like spread ourselves around Minnesota and the region more, because we do, I mean, we're very local oriented because we have these residency gigs, you know. So we play in Minneapolis and St. Paul every week. So we've never really been, you know, a lot of these bands that play here are sort of regional. They play in Minnesota and Wisconsin, around the town, around the area, and then they travel more. We don't really travel that much, but it would be nice to start doing that.
We're going back up to Duluth here coming up.
Yeah, we love to play in Duluth. Yeah, that's the one place we get away to, as Duluth. But I'd love to start playing like Fargo-Moorhead more, and maybe get down to.
I see a lot of potential in this band, you know.
Yeah, we've changed a lot in the past year and a half. Two members have retired the band, and Eric has come, and now Chris has come, and we just have a different feel. Yeah, it's totally transitioning right now. But we're trying to get into this whole scene that's really kind of thriving, you know.
If anyone wanted to find out more about you, is there a way to do that?
It's really hard.
We're terrible self-promoters.
At this point, we would give you our website address if we had one.
We have a Facebook page, which we named Pokey Co., which is the nickname for Pocahontas County in West Virginia. It's period. And so if you want to find, we sometimes post things about our shows there. But we're going to be making a new CD in the studio. Yes, we're in the studio, and maybe we'll make a website.
So have you made a CD before, recorded anything before?
Yeah, we got it for sale. You want to buy one?
Appreciate it.
How much is it?
$10. You got a budget? It's like we're talking about how the members have changed. Like the people on that CD is me, Jake, and then the two members who retired. It's just the four of us.
So with the original,
it doesn't really represent what we're doing now.
Kind of just like you guys did like a session and recorded it.
Yeah, we did a few sessions. Yeah.
So you're just looking to update, get a new recording out there?
And that's what we just started doing that. So we hope to have that done in a relatively short time.
And then maybe a website.
Yeah, we'll do that too.
Yeah, we'll be working on that in the interim.
Well, thank you guys for interviewing with me.
Thank you, Brianna.
No, we just thank you a lot for taking the time to interview us. Yeah, awesome. We're really honored. Thank you.
We are Pocahontas County Bluegrass Band. We're from St. Paul. We play up there, and we're glad to be here. We're gonna play some more songs for you. This next one's called Hard Times. You might recognize it from a Caleb Clowder album.
Should have waited a little bit longer, for our love was growing strong, but it died the night I broke your heart. Try to leave the past behind, keep a satisfied mind. Darling, then I'll make a brand new start. Hard times, trouble on my mind. Baby, you know how I feel. Low down, heart spilled on the ground. These hard times, they love for me to steal. Changed my life to make you happy, but it all has been in vain, for I lost you. We could only look ahead, sure our love would not be dead. Darling, do you feel the way I feel? Hard times, trouble on my mind. Baby, you know how I feel. Low down, spilled on the ground. These hard times you love for me to steal. Should have waited a little bit longer, for our love was growing stronger. But it died the night I broke your heart. Tried to leave the past behind, keep a satisfied mind. But I cannot make a brand new start. Hard times, trouble on my mind. Maybe you know how I feel. Low down, heart spilled on the ground. These hard times
enough for me to see. And these hard times, there's no rain. Thank you! Well, here's a river song about that river right behind us.
Well, roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on. To the ocean alone. Well, I've got a baby in Tennessee who's always waiting for a little old me. So roam at every road, roam at every road. Well, New Orleans and old St. Louis, stop in Memphis, Minneapolis too. Back in Nashville, I'll be true. So roam at every road.
stop. I got a long way to climb before I reach the top. But if I do get there sooner, it'll have it made. Hoes that I know I'm number one, your lover's hit parade. Hoes that I know I'm number one, your lover's hit parade.
Jimmy Martin wrote that song. Jake Heyer just sang it. And we're called Pocahontas County, and Jake was born and partly raised in Pocahontas County, West Virginia. And a former member of the band was born in a county next to Pocahontas County, Iowa. Hence the impetus for the name. Here we are today, three of us, down from five. We play a song called Willow Watcher.
Oh, yeah.
It's a waltz. Don't be afraid to dance.
Yes.
sing that rock and roll. I want electrify my soul. Cause everybody's been taking a shot, so digging out, been down in the air. I wanna sing that rock and roll. I wanna reach that glory lane. And I wanna shake my Savior's hand.
Gillian Welch wrote that one.
Boys on the window, man by the door. Why would anybody leave so quickly for a Ophelia? Now where have you gone? Old neighborhood, just ain't the same. Nobody knows just what became of Ophelia. Tell me what went wrong. Was it something that somebody said? Mommy, know we broke the rules. Was somebody against the law? Mommy, no, I'd die for you. Ashes, ashes, the coast is clear. Why do the best things always disappear? Like Ophelia, please darken my door. Second coming of Ophelia.
please come back home. Yeah, people laugh and smile crazy. No mention to my leg party. They tell me what's the change and who to waste and what to love and how to be made. Captain Cabin Beaver is my name. I lost a branch in Braintree. I lean inside, feels heavy on my heart. Because the setting sun is calling me, traveling now west. I'm giving up on carpentry. Traveling now west, Massachusetts, baby. Traveling now west. And I'm looking at the same old sloop, the old hippie chick who wants to know me. So I write a poem off the cuff. She probably isn't stoned enough.
Tidal lake, it's birds a feather in
taking me for a ride.
together we may get away. This much madness brings too much sorrow. It's impossible to make it today. Ooh, la la. She could drag me.
Thank you very much. We are Pocahontas County Bluegrass Band.
Thanks again to the members of Pocahontas County for taking the time out to interview with me.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.